This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's joined us. Welcome, Kathy. Yeah, do we have Kathy? I thought we had Kathy. Okay, well, we'll get her back, I guess. I wanted to mention that tomorrow, if you'd like to wish Gwyneth a happy birthday, her birthday is tomorrow. And you can send her an email if you'd like, Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at usapreparers.com. Gwyneth at usapreparers.com. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is her birthday. So I was telling you about wheel bearings, how to pack them. So I take the tapered wheel bearing out, and I put a plastic glove on, and I take about a tablespoon of, I use red grease. Make sure the grease that you use is certified for wheel bearings with disc brakes. And disc brakes run a little hotter than drum brakes, so you want to make sure it is suitable for disc brakes. And I take the large end, the wider end of the bearing, and press that down through the grease. And the pressure of the downward force of the wheel bearing a little bit at a time, going round and round and round with the grease in the palm of my hand, forces the grease between the rollers of the bearing. And it works great. Then, okay, then I put the bearing back in, and I put the washer. It's a special washer. And what I do is I make sure that I note which way the washer came out, which end went against the bearing and which end goes against the nut. And I put in exactly the same way, because sometimes there's wear, and I don't want to create a new wear surface. It's already worn in, so that's the same. I want to put it in the same way it went that I took it out. Okay? And then I spin that nut onto the axle, and I tighten it as I rotate the wheel. Generally, the wheel's it's still on the hub. And I tighten it, tighten it, tighten it till it's tight. And then as I continue to spin the wheel, then I back off just a little bit, like one castle on the castellated nut. And learn how to do this by watching a video. This is a little, it's art and science combined. So it's kind of, you have to have a feel for this. And watch other people with a video and learn how they do it. But it's the process I'm talking about. And if you tighten the wheel bearings too much, they'll burn up. If you tighten them too loose, the bearings will come apart. So you got to get it right. And you can. You actually can do this. And when I have the bearing adjusted to my satisfaction, then what I do is I try to rock the wheel, which is off the ground, right? Because it's on a jack stand to begin with. You can't do this without jacking up the wheel. And make sure it's safe and the vehicle or the trailer is going to fall down and crush you. Make sure you have jack stands under it. And a hydraulic jack is not enough, because hydraulics can leak, okay, and fail. So I take the wheel at the 9 o'clock and the 3 o'clock position, and I rock the wheel in and out to see if there's any play. If there's any play, I tighten that castellated nut a little bit more. And I try to remove as much play as I can. And then when I think I've got it right, then I grab it at the 6 and 12 o'clock position and make sure that you don't really do it at the 6 and 12, because if the jack fails or something fails, you can crush your hand. So really, maybe more like the 4:30 position and the 10:30 position. And when you think you've got almost all the play out of it. Almost all. That's probably right. Okay. Then you can put that cotter pin in and bend the cotter pin the correct way. And I fold it back over the axle, back over the axle stub. You may have to trim that cotter pin. It may be too long. The new one may be too long. And you can cut that with a pair of diagonal cutters. When I have it all done, then what I do is I clean off that hubcap, that little cap that goes over the axle nut, and clean all the old grease out of there, and I fill it about one-third to one-half full of new grease. And then I put the cap back on. Now, the reason for that is the centrifugal force of the wheel rotating, that hub rotating, will spin that grease outward toward the bearings and keep them lubricated way longer than if you don't do it. And I have never had to replace a wheel bearing, never. But I've never seen a trailer come in here to our shop that has had the wheel bearings adjusted properly, nor packed properly. And it's dangerous. It really is dangerous. So the next thing is the hubcaps are missing. Now, I'm not sure how this happens, but I saw we replaced three hubcaps out of four yesterday on a trailer. And this was a trailer that was supposed to be in great condition. It was going to go on an 800-mile each-way trip. And one of the hub caps, that little cap that goes, it's like a 2-inch hub cap, right? It's not a wheel cover. Wheel cover is decorative. A hub cap actually keeps the dirt and water out of the axle and bearing, moving parts. This one had a hole in it where someone used a screwdriver to pry it off before and left a hole in the hubcap. Water got in there and turned the grease to a milky, kind of a mayonnaise-looking substance. Now, water is not a real good lubricant, and water will encourage rust. So everything was wrong with this trailer. So we cleaned the axles, cleaned the nuts, pumped them full of grease, got the old dirt out, and put three out of four new hubcaps on. Now, hubcaps used to be like 79 cents, 59 cents. Now they're $5. But if you have a trailer, make sure that you have hubcaps on it so that you don't let those bearings fail prematurely. Maybe even fail while you're hauling a load. Kathy's with us. Kathy, have you heard of any of these or seen any of these things where trailers are missing hubcaps? I'm not talking about yours. I imagine you've never had one fail, and knowing your husband. I can't imagine you having a trailer failure like this, but have you and your husband ever talked about this with other trailers?
Well, I know he comments about them. He sees the wires hanging on the ground while they're going down the road and missing taillights, and you know, he comments, but no, his trailer is in good shape. But yeah, he's noticed it too, Vince, and we have neighbors here, but most of them are pretty good about maintaining their trailer. So, but yeah, we've seen it. So okay. I'm sorry about earlier. All of a sudden, the call dropped right when you came on the air.
Yeah. Well, it's delightful having you in class with us, Kathy. So, class, what I'm saying is I've never seen a trailer that hasn't had cracked tires, tires that have failed but are still on the trailer to be used. I'm talking about bulges and bubbles and ozone cracks. I've never seen one that hasn't had wiring issues, not one. I've never seen one that has had all of the hubcaps. You know, if it has two axles, it would have four hubcaps, one for each wheel. I've never seen one with all the hubcaps. And in Missouri, we have a saying, it'll be all right. You know, that's the saying that is used around here. It'll be all right. That's before it falls off the, you know, whatever, or breaks. It'll be all right. And then there's the failure. So here's a really interesting thing. Trailer came in. That was yesterday. The day before, a trailer came in, and it was going to go on a long trip. And it was, you know, can you check the trailer? Had a broken spring. And this spring had been broken for years. I'm talking about a leaf spring. The only way I can think of to break a leaf spring on a trailer or a truck, the only way I can think of is to overload it and hit a bump. I think those are the two requirements to break a leaf spring. I have never broken a leaf spring, ever. But here's what I found out. So on Saturday, we had a trailer come in with a broken leaf spring, and all we need to do is replace the leaf spring. And, of course, we put the hubcaps on and, of course, grease and adjust the wheel bearings. So I called the trailer supply company in the big city, Springfield, And I said, so here are the dimensions of the leaf spring. And the trailer is probably 40 years old, 4-0. Do you have a leaf spring to fit it? Well, no, we don't, they don't make them anymore. So you can't replace one because the trailer will be lopsided. You have to replace four. So, and you probably need the new U-bolts and the plates for the U-bolts. So you need the U-bolts, four of them, four sets. You need four sets of four springs and the hubcaps. This is lack of maintenance. This is not walking around the trailer before you start pulling it. This is saying, hey, it'll be all right. You know, it's okay. The hubcap's missing. It's okay. It's not okay. It's absolutely not okay. When water gets into the bearing will overheat and it will seize up and it could trash the axle. It could do an enormous amount of damage. A lot of expense is not unnecessary because of a $5 part missing. Now, why are these hubcaps missing? I don't know. Because when I take them off, I make sure that they fit tightly. If they don't, I adjust them and bend them outward so that the hubcaps fit tightly. And what do you use to do that? Well, there's a tool called a muffler pipe expander. And this is a tool that you insert into, if you're trying to put an exhaust pipe or an intermediate pipe into a muffler, and it won't fit, you need to expand it a little bit. You put this device in there, you attach a ratchet to it, and it expands outward in a full circle. So you can put that inside the hubcap and expand it outward a little bit so that the hubcap fits tighter. But what I found out was they don't make the old size hubcaps. They're 2 inches. Good old American hubcap, 2-inch American sizing. Well, the new hubcaps are smaller. And so if you put a new hubcap in an older axle, they'll fall out. And you can't get the old size. Can you imagine that? And so I asked the trailer guy, you know, the parts guy at the counter, when I called him up, why is that? And he goes, well, you know, they've got new materials and some of the new steel is stronger, so they make it smaller. So it's stronger and they make it smaller. And the springs used to have 3.5 inches or 3.25 inches of vertical travel. Now they have 1 inch of vertical travel. So I'm being told that these are better. These are newer, better, really less spring travel is better on a trailer? I don't think so. And why is it that we can't get hubcaps? Because they don't make them anymore. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. We have been, the United States of America has been taken over by foreigners. We've been taken over. We don't make the springs. We don't make the hubcaps. We don't make the bearings. We don't make very much anymore. And it really bothers me. It really bothers me because all of our equipment on our farm is old, but it's really, really good. Really good. Let me give you one other example. Yesterday, a tire came in. And, you know, normally, this is a holiday weekend, right? But not for us. Tire came in, and it had a hole in it. And it had actually 2 holes in it. And something was stuck in this tire. And this was one of those great, big, fat, brand-new Moto Wheel truck tires for a pickup truck. I'm talking about roughly a $300 tire and a $300 wheel. Minimum. Maybe it's a $500 wheel. A pair of needle-nose pliers was stuck in the tire with the handles broken off, just the 2 prongs of needle-nose. The tire was so heavy, the rubber was so thick, the size was so large, we couldn't get it apart on our tire machine.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So just to wrap this up, this tire came in on a Moto metal wheel, a very expensive black wheel, and has beautiful paint on the wheel. And this is the kind of wheel that you don't even want lint on the wheel, right? So we put it on the tire machine, and we have a Coates brand tire machine. It's top of the line. It's old, but it's top of the line. It's a 7080AX, and it's an air-powered commercial tire machine. And we couldn't really get this tire off because it was cold. The rubber tire was cold. It's a large, large, one of those tires that sticks out farther than you'd like it to if you're conservative. The point I'm trying to make here is, number one, a pair of needle nose pliers must have been in the road. How does that happen? That's carelessness. Number two, this tire is so big that when it's cold, it's really difficult to handle it without scoring the wheels. Now there's a special nylon adapter that you put on the tire machine when you handle wheels like this, so you don't scratch them. We don't like doing this. We don't like scratching people's wheels. So imagine if you buy a truck and you go, boy, it's got fancy wheels, but it looks great, and any child would love to have a truck like that with those fancy wheels. If you have a flat tire, you may have a huge problem getting it repaired, because we had a great deal of difficulty doing it, and we don't give up. So unless the tire shop has the latest and greatest for these really expensive wheels, and we don't cater to this, we cater to, you know, practicality, you may not be able to get your tire fixed. I'm talking about, you know, tires that are just way oversized. So just a comment about tires, wheels. And, you know, we've been convinced into thinking that everything's okay and we can get what we need, and we get the repairs, and the parts are available, and you know, they may have to, you may have to drive to the store and get them, and they're there, and frankly, that's not necessarily the case. We cleaned out the store by buying 4 hubcaps. 4. That's 2 packages of 2. And we had to modify them to make them fit. Because they don't always fit. Because they come from substandard factories making substandard parts out of substandard material in China. Just a thought about, you know, when you look to your left and look to the right and look ahead of you and look behind you at a trailer, you might want to think differently about maybe getting some more space between you and that trailer, because I don't think they're as safe as all of us would like to believe. Kathy, do you have any comments and things that you wanted to bring up today?
Well, Vince, one comment about the trailer. I know that a lot of times we're getting like your family is, where we don't really lend our equipment out because people don't know. I can't tell you the amount of times somebody wanted to use the trailer, and my husband will say, what are you going to move? And they'll go, well, what difference does it make? And he'll say, well, there's a load limit on a trailer. And they look at you like, oh, you mean I just can't put whatever I want on it. And a lot of times we will be going down the road, especially with the trailers, and he'll go, boy, that's an insecure load there. It's not, you know, something could blow off the way it's, you know, tied down. So I agree with you. I really stay back when I see people hauling things like that, because you don't know. And I know, I think it was last year we replaced all the tires on our trailer. Just, you know, he didn't want to have a blowout when he was going down the road. I think he kept the old ones, but he said he just wanted to replace them. But, you know, Vince, you were talking about things in the road. You know, when I can, I walk the dog. And about a week ago, I picked up a jagged piece of metal. It was probably 4 inches long. And I was walking, and I'm like, oh, that would go right through somebody's tire. It was just sticking up with jagged metal. And then a few more steps, there was like probably a dozen screws and nails and bolts. And so I always carry like a bag with me. But I put them all in there just because I was afraid somebody might run over them, and it could be us too. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it absolutely could be you if it's in front of your property. You got a great likelihood of wearing those pieces of metal in your tires. Got a couple comments when we come back. Kathy's with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Aviation Administration said a single-engine plane, which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay.
More than 3,000 flights into or out of the United States have been delayed as of Sunday afternoon, one of the busiest travel days of Thanksgiving. Rain, wind, and thunderstorms are contributing to the issue. Another storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring heavy snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why can't I have God?
Take my when you go DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So Kathy's with us. We're talking about trailers and bearings and greasing and lubricating and packing wheel bearings. And so trailer came in here, and you've all seen these jacks on the front of the trailer. You turn the crank, and a cylinder comes down, and it pushes against the ground and raises the front of the trailer up. Well, one came in with a foot on the base of the trailer jack, and the foot is to displace some of the area so that the trailer jack doesn't sink into the ground. Well, this one had a bolt through the foot to hold it on, and the foot is just a piece of metal, let's say 4 inches by 6 inches wide. It's a flat plate on the bottom of the pipe, if you will, that is part of the jack. And it was held on by a bolt. But there was no nut on the bolt. So this was held on by magic. And we see this all the time. So if this bolt just wiggled loose, which it would have, just driving down the road, this 4-inch by 6-inch piece of reasonably heavy metal would be in the road for someone to run over and destroy a tire or two, or a whole bunch of tires, you know, depending on what road it, if it were on the highway, a whole bunch of tires could be taken out by this. And this is just not paying attention. It's carelessness. And this was a trailer that was, you know, in really good shape, allegedly, until it got here and we said, really? There's a bulge in the tire. The trailer jack foot isn't secured. The wheel bearings are out of adjustment. There's two missing hubcaps, and one has, and a third has a hole in it. And none of the wiring works. None of the lights. So this is in good shape. It's unbelievable. So I guess the point is you really don't want to lend your trailer to anybody. And that's what Kathy said. And we were asked if we would lend our trailer this weekend. The answer is no. Of course not. And loading a trailer is another thing. You know, you ever see these loads where there's material hanging off the back of the trailer, maybe 3 feet, maybe 4 feet, and has a red flag on it? It's required by law to tie a red flag on there, let you know that there's material hanging off the back of a truck or a trailer, even a pickup truck. When you have a load that has material hanging off the back of the trailer, that trailer has a great possibility of wagging the truck. And what happens, you've seen this. You've seen trailers pulled by trucks and they start wagging. That's because the load isn't balanced properly. You need to have about 60% of the load in front of the axles, if it has two. So the axle, you say, you split the difference between the front and rear axle of the trailer, and you say that's where 60% of the load has to be in front of. If it has one axle, 60% of the load in front of that axle. If you don't, you're going to have if you have a heavy load, you know, something that the trailer's rated for, you have a tremendous potential to wag the truck, lose control. No kidding. And here's a guy that probably knows about this. I'm 100% certain he knows about it. Greg in Utah, talking about wagging the truck.
Oh, yeah. Well, this morning I experienced something. I saw what I thought was maybe a fire starting or something because it was a cloud of dust or smoke. I come over the hill, and lo and behold, I could tell by the skid marks that someone went off the side of the shoulder on the freeway, overcorrected, went and hit the cable system they have in between the two sides of the freeway and flipped the car over. And just, you know, and with speeds at 80 limit of 80 miles an hour, you know, good grief. People just aren't taught, you know. Either we're either playing with their cell phone or texting, or they fell asleep at the wheel. Either one, at least nobody was involved besides the one vehicle. But anyway, you were talking about the wheel bearings, the trailer. I think people need to start thinking, well, they should be taught this. It's like a loaded gun. And if you don't take proper care of it, the thing can blow up in your face or kill somebody. I've seen tires coming off the trailer at 75 miles an hour. And let me tell you something. If that tire hits anybody, they're dead. It's really, I remember in high school, they used to, you know, a driver's education, they would show us videos that would just really turn your stomach of the results of not paying attention and crashes. They, you know, show them picking up a body that was just, you could tell every bone in the body was broken. It's just, I don't know. We're in a different time.
Greg, did I exaggerate when I was talking about trailers, about the bearings, the hubcaps, the cotter pins, the adjusting?
Not at all. Not at all. Right on target. And, you know, I'm the one, too, that won't loan a trailer out unless I know the person is as good at or better than I am at, you know, control, you know, taking care of it. And that's I can't even count on on one hand how many people I know that are like that.
Greg, here's what was going through my mind when we were asked, and we've been asked to lend out our trailer a bunch of times. If that trailer gets into lands in a ditch, it can bend the axle and the trailer will never be right. If it bends the frame, the trailer will never be right. Our trailers are perfect because we are extremely careful how we load them, how we maintain them, and we even lubricate the ball and clean out the receiver. We clean out everything to make sure there's no grit that would sand off the ball or the trailer where it mounts. I don't know anybody. Well, Kyle, I think, does this. Maybe you do. Probably the three of us, and probably Kathy's husband.
Yeah.
Other than that, no one else lubricates the balls on the trailer to make sure that the friction doesn't wear away that ball to the point where it's loose, and then it becomes dangerous.
Not only that, but you're talking about unbalanced trailers. If you've ever been driving down the road and you've seen these swirly marks, skid marks going right and left, fishtailing, that's somebody who didn't load their trailer right, didn't have good control of it, lost control, and probably jackknifed. And again, you know, when things like that happen, you know, it could be a matter of life and death for you, for somebody else driving down the road. It's just not worth not paying attention.
So a trailer came into our shop again, and it was one that is used by people who are in construction. They put siding and roofing on, and this trailer had 2x8 decking, so 2-inch by 8-inch pressure treated decking on the flat surface of the trailer. So there's gaps between the boards, and it was filled with roofing nails. Now, these are the roofing nails that have figured out how to wiggle across the trailer boards, the decking, and find themselves vertical in between the trailer boards, and they got stopped by the head of the nails. These are used roofing nails. Now, these are the ones that I found and pulled out so that they wouldn't, you know, give somebody a flat tire. But how many of these made it to the road? What I'm saying is, this is carelessness, it's recklessness, and it's got to stop.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Careless people are costing the rest of us a lot of money.
Same situation just this year, riding down the freeway. Cars all over the shoulders with flat tires. Somebody, obviously, they had to better their pickup down or something and spilled some nails. And I'm talking close to 30 vehicles before they had sweeper trucks out there. They had all kinds of things cleaning up, and who knows who did it. But that also could have ended somebody's life. Luckily, there was no, you know, huge pileups or wrecks over it, but there was sure a lot of vehicles with flat tires scattered down the highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have something else that you wanted to talk about? Did you have something else you wanted to share?
No, that about covers it. I'm just flabbergasted every time I see a wreck and, you know, understand, I can see what exactly happened. And it's just carelessness.
Mm-hmm.
They really need to go back and school people and, you know, if they have to show them those offensive videos, then they really need to start showing those again.
Well, let me share this with the class while you're with us, Greg and Kathy. I saw the internet news yesterday, and I was reading about this story. And I was in California. And there was this guy who had a motorcycle helmet camera. And he was taking a video. He's just driving his motorcycle along. And he decided that he was going to turn left. So it's two lanes going each way. And he stops at the red light, the right spot, and to make the left turn. So he's waiting for the opposing traffic to clear so he can make his left turn. just patiently waiting. It's not a loud motorcyclist. It's not. We're not talking about Hell's Angels. We're not talking about Harley Davidson Thunder. Just a motorcycle. And it looked like a pretty good rider to me. So he's waiting for the traffic to clear and the light to tell him that he could make his left turn. Opposing traffic is coming. Trucks, trailers, cars, pickup trucks. A guy with a stolen SUV comes crossways through the traffic light, which was red for this stolen SUV, crashed into the back of a pickup truck with a ladder and maybe some other material on the back of it, spun the pickup truck around into the motorcycle.
Boy,
the guy in the motorcycle did nothing wrong. The traffic coming toward him did nothing wrong. It was a stolen vehicle. Class, I am talking about anarchy. I'm talking about no rules. I'm talking about lack of prosecution. I'm talking about where is the responsibility? I'm talking about the lack
no
of
accountability. Yeah.
No. Now, the guy that stole the vehicle died, but I'm pretty sure that motorcyclist was banged up because at the moment of impact, the camera went blank. And he's doing nothing wrong. Class, I have a motorcycle. I have never, never ridden it on the road. Never. And I never plan to. Until we have the collapse, and then it's one of the few vehicles that I might be able to put some gasoline in, if I can find some, and get to point A and point B quietly. That's the purpose of my motorcycle. Is it a Harley Davidson? No. It's a 1979 Honda Twin Star, if you want to look it up. You can get 60 miles to the gallon. Two people can fit on it. It's a commuter motorcycle. We have dirt bikes, and we use them at the farm. But I'm not going on the road, and neither is anyone else in my family, because I don't want to scrape them off the pavement because of stupid people doing stupid things. Greg, thank you for your call.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so here's a very quick recipe, and then I'm going to turn the class over to Kathy for her thoughts. This is USA Prepares and 5-Minute University's lesson on a very, very quick meal, inexpensive, and my favorite, pasta. So, start with a standard spaghetti noodles. Yeah, standard. No special shapes, just regular spaghetti. Preferably an Italian brand. And I think the world's finest happens to be Sam's Club Member's Mark. I think it's the best. So, start with that. And so you've got some hot spaghetti noodles. And then what I do is I take a can of diced tomatoes and chilies. Comes in a can, ready to go. I heat that up. I add 1 teaspoon of olive oil or avocado oil to the can. Heat it up in a saucepan. Pour it over the heated spaghetti noodles. Add some grated cheese. That's it. That's it. It is truly, truly great. And in my family, it was called al yul. That's what it was. So, it means olive oil. I think you'll enjoy it if you enjoy spicy foods. And what you can do is you can cook a pound of spaghetti noodles. And if you don't eat them all, that's okay. You can put it in the refrigerator. If you're willing to use a microwave oven, you can reheat them. And you can take those diced tomatoes and chilies, pour them on top, and heat that in the microwave oven as well. Add the grated cheese after it's heated. It's fast. It's not good for you because of the gluten in the spaghetti noodles. But other than that, it's fabulous, and it's in the book, 5-Minute University. Kathy, your comments, please. Did we lose Kathy?
No, I'm here, Vince. I don't. It just went dead again. Sorry.
Okay. Have you ever tried diced tomatoes and chilies on top of just plain pasta noodles?
Yes, I have. It's very good. Vince, it's economical. It's fast. It's great for one of them days where you walk in the door and you just need a meal in a half hour, and you can have it done probably even before that.
Right. So, now, the Italian spaghetti, have you tried the Member's Mark Italian spaghetti? Not the angel hair. That cooks fast. But the standard size, you know, noodles takes forever. It takes 2x in terms of time for me. Have you noticed that as well, or just me?
You know, Vince, I bought it last year. They were having a closeout. I don't even know. I have to look online. I don't know if they have it back in stock, but they had, I think it was 10 boxes for $5. So I bought I don't know, 6 or 7 of them. It was just a great, I was like, wow, this is, they were closing them out. So I bought a bunch of them. But I do have a comment about cooking. I probably shared this before, but in order to save money on your energy, I've done this with all kinds of things, and this works really good for any kind of pasta. You bring your pot of water to a boil. You put your pasta in there, and you stir it so it doesn't stick, especially your spaghetti noodles. And then once it comes back up to a boil again, you stir it again, you turn your burner off and cover it, and whatever the time says, like if it's supposed to cook 10 minutes, set your timer for 10 minutes, and then check your pasta to see if it's the way that you like it. If it's not done enough, I just send it for another minute or two. You kind of know once you get used to the pasta, but I've been doing this probably since I was first married, especially with the cost of like propane and natural gas now. So that's just a tip about the pasta, Vince.
Okay, so class, if you want to save money and heating pasta, if you switch to angel hair, it will probably cook in about 1/4 of the time. Angel hair, that's the real fine noodles. Okay. Did you have something else you wanted to share, Kathy?
I do. A couple weeks ago, I was driving, and it was one of those days where we had a little bit of fog in the morning, and it was probably about 9:30, and the fog had lifted. And being that I live rural, I drive, especially if weather like that, dusk and dawn, I drive with my hand on the horn. And lo and behold, two deer came out in front of me. So I braked and I hit the horn. My hand was already on the horn. Normally they're pack animals. So if there's one, there's more than one, most likely. The first one cleared and I had my hand on the horn, and the second deer heard it before he could see me. I could just tell he heard it, and he literally jumped. And I couldn't have missed him by probably 5 or 10 feet. That's how close they were. I mean, they literally came out of nowhere. They must have been in the cornfield. But that's just a tip. And I would say they like, especially in the fog, they like to lay in the medians and highways because it's warm there. So that's why a lot of times just kind of keep your eyes open when it starts to warm up. They'll start crossing, and then brake and don't swerve. Those are my tips. But that, I just wanted to bring it up because it's going to happen this time of year.
Yeah, very, very well said. Also, class, this time of year, they are terrified because of all the gunshots that are aimed at them. They are terrified, and they spook very easily. And it must be terrible being a deer this time of year. So, more distance, slower speed, be more vigilant, and avoid the accidents. Kathy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.